Well, first of all, there is some confusion as to what the political consultations among the Somali stakeholders have reached in terms of outcomes and conclusions. We know that the speaker has accepted to resign under the pressure of a majority of members of parliament. At the same time, the president wanted to take advantage of this small crisis, if I may call it this way, to reshuffle deeply the cabinet and to start something new with new faces, and that is understandable. But of course, one has to refer to the charter of the transition, and there are some rules and regulations which may be interpreted differently by the forces which are upholding different positions on the situation. Now, I think it is peaceful. It is a democratic learning process. It is good that the political parties in the country adhere to principles, values, and to constitutional rules. Nevertheless, it is important, of course, that they could send a message of unity to the rest of the world, especially at a time when the international community is getting ready to have this Istanbul conference on solidarity and reconstruction of Somalia. It's important that this conference is not disturbed by the news that we are getting out of Somalia. Therefore, it is important that every effort is made so that this government is formed, the new government is formed in a matter of days, so that whatever the outcomes of Istanbul are, you will have a cabinet, a united cabinet, and a united parliament that would be mobilized to implement the program of the transition, as well as whatever the international community proposes and offers in terms of assistance and aid. So we really plead with the parties in Somalia to get their act together and to find ways to build and consolidate political consensus that will help them to move and to complete the transitional period in the safest way for the country at a time when challenges are still out there and they need to be faced with the utmost unity of purpose.
Commissioner Lamamra, will the AU urge calm in the face of this confusion, and will there be a meeting of the African Union to encourage them in this difficult transition process to restore peace and tranquility as well as democracy in Somalia?
Yes, I mean, Ambassador Daira, who is the special representative of the chairperson of the African Union Commission, is in touch on a daily basis with the leaders in Somalia. The same with the force commander, who is on the ground. So we are interacting with them, and we are preaching moderation, we are preaching wisdom, and we are, as I said early on, we are focusing on the need for the political leaders in Somalia to be united in the face of the challenges ahead. We certainly acknowledge that there can be differences of views, and there can be also the need for time to time to reshuffle the cabinet and to call personalities to move from a position to another one. But we don't want that to give rise to a major crisis in the country, as the enemies of the country, the ones who are destabilizing the country, would be the only ones who would take advantage of that.
Commissioner Lamamra, some people are worried that pledges by the international community to help financially and other logistical help hasn't been forthcoming, and some people say that that is encouraging some of these insurgents to intensify the attacks on the government. What is the AU willing to do?
Well, I believe that there is no direct linkage between the two situations. The insurgents certainly will take advantage of every weakness on the part of the government and on the part of the international community to try to score goals, if not to try to take over the political power in the country. At the same time, yes, there is a need for the international community to put its acts together and to deliver on its promises. There is always a long time between pledges and disbursement, but we need that. We believe that the time has come for the international community to develop some shortcuts when it comes to showing to the people of Somalia some, at least some dividends of peace, and also when it comes to helping the government to reconstruct state structures and institutions, including the security force, the judiciary, and customs, and minimum structures and services which are badly needed for a government to be fully functional in terms of the core functions and basic services.
Commissioner Lamamra, what would you say has been the performance so far of the African Union's mission currently in Somalia?
I think given the circumstances, the African Union mission is doing the best it could do. Its mere presence there symbolizes the commitment of the whole Africa and, for that matter, of the world community to help Somalia recover from so many years of lack of government, lack of state, low loneliness, the rule of war leaders instead of statesmen. So the warlords who are now part of the system, I think, have learned from the experiences of the past, and the African Union mission there is there really to assist and not to be a substitute to what the Somalis themselves can do for their own country. So I think overall the what the African Union mission has been doing is very beneficial to Somalia. It is also below the expectation, and rightfully so, because the international assistance has not been as forthcoming as it should, and also the Somalis themselves have not always helped the situation with their own divisions and with the difficulties that we experience on the ground. But definitely a functioning government would be the best contribution that the Somali people could give to the rest of the world, as we are all engaged in this collective endeavor to help Somalia recover and become a government which delivers both security and development to the people of Somalia.
What is your message to ordinary Somalis as well as the government?
The message is really a unity of their ranks, unity of purpose. We don't have the right to get into disputes that are likely to jeopardize the future of the country. So I think whatever the differences can be, the overriding consideration should be here, now, and always to promote the supreme interest of Somalia as a nation, as a country.